The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
I'm Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, welcoming you to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Here's a track from our special guest tonight, Eileen Carey. This is Don't Get Me Wrong.
Don't get me wrong. I'm looking kind of dazzled. I see neon lights whenever you walk by. Don't get me wrong. If you say hello and I take a ride,
Tonight, my guest on Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is award-winning pop country singer-songwriter Eileen Carey. And I see you brought your guitarist, who's also a producer and songwriter, John McDuffie, with you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Well, I love to have you in any time. You seem to be very L.A. You've won a lot of awards in L.A. You've won the Los Angeles Music Award, including Top Single of the Year for 2009 and the Dance Single of the Year for 2010, as well as the South Bay Music Award. But you're not actually a native Angeleno, are you?
No.
Where do you come from?
I was born in Cleveland, Ohio. Suburbs of Cleveland, Ohio. So yeah, it's a whole different world. But I collected a lot of music styles from Cleveland, Ohio, and brought it to LA and kind of mixed it. And this is the kind of style that I brought from Ohio.
When did you get started in music?
Actually, I was singing really my whole life as I was a little child. I started with the drums, if you know. Parents brought me a little set of drums, and I would bang, bang, bang until I drove them crazy. And then they started to say, well, maybe you should take some voice lessons. They moved me out of the drums, you know. And so I went, you know, to choir and do theater and all that in school. And then I kind of took a break.
Theater is relevant because you've also been an actress. You've been in huge movies. You were in Batman, Basic Instinct, and Hoffa. So what did you do in Basic Instinct?
Oh, not
that was
much.
A naughty little movie.
I had the good part. I was just dancing in the crowd as they were doing their thing. I didn't do too much. Actually, I really wanted to study film and directing. And so that's what I was been doing. And the casting director I knew of, and I really just wanted to go to the sets and learn from the ground up, you know, from the best producers and directors that was on the staff. I mean, you can't beat like Danny DeVito and the director from Batman. I mean, this is a very creative director. So I got a lot of that. And then I got little parts too, which was fun.
And how did you come back to music?
Well, it's a funny story because I was working in hotel management for a long time and I was hiring entertainment and also running the food and beverage department at the Sheraton's. And they had me on this assignment to go do some marketing events, you know, study the marketing and to see what we can do to build up the beverage and entertainment, whatever, in the hotel. And I started to go out on the beach and start listening to entertainment, you know, and I came back and I said to myself, God, you know, I'm hiring all these people. I should be up there singing and doing all this stuff, you know. I didn't even know where I was at that point, you know, if I could even sing anymore, you know. And then I just started, I went back to singing lessons and songwriting, and I took all these classes, you know, went to theater, and then it started from there. Then I said, okay, that's it. I quit the hotels, and here I am.
And we're glad you're here.
Here I am.
You write a lot of your own material.
Yes.
What is your process like for that?
My process is, since we do a lot of driving in L.A., I write a lot of stuff in the car. If I hear something on the radio or see something, I have a recorder always in the car, and then I'll just go and put the ideas on there. Then I'll go home and I'll write the whole outline, and then I go and say, who's going to write this song with me? And then I go start finding co-writers that I feel that can do that style of that song.
I know you've written with John.
Yes.
What is your collaboration like?
I had an idea and told him what kind of style, and then I came to his house, and then we kind of just sat down, and I'll let you take over.
Well, it was, Eileen pretty much had the lyric, and so I just came up with a musical idea that we liked, and then I'd make little suggestions on the lyrics here, but mostly I was contributing the music.
You put a lot of variety into your albums, some covers, some original tracks. How do you make your decisions there?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know how. I think I start to write one song of the album. I always start like one or two songs. I do it with my co-writer. And then I go out there and I start listening to different people's other songs that are singing. Either it's a cover tune or another writer who's wrote something that kind of will go with the flow of what I'm doing or on the same subject or something in that field. And then I go from there. And my producer helps me a lot, too. He'll go, well, here's a stack of songs. Listen to that. And I go, okay. And then we kind of narrow it down. Kind of the same process another artist would do in the country field or any genre, really. This year I did something a little different, which I can't tell you yet. It's a surprise. I did more than I was supposed to do. At first, I have a lot more music on the CD than I never usually do.
That's wonderful. What's the new project? Does it have a title yet?
Yes, it's called Let It Go.
Let It Go.
Yes, Let It Go. But you'll be hearing that song later.
Yes, absolutely. But you've been playing a lot live, too.
Yes. We had a good last year we've been playing live. We've been doing radio. We've been doing fairs. We've been doing some festivals. We did acoustic shows.
You're going to be playing the L.A. Derby Dolls, which is roller derby. So you're the halftime show.
Yes, we are. Don't ask us if we know how to skate. That doesn't work.
Well, it's at the Doll Factory, and I understand that is a hot track. You may become inspired to slap on a pair of skates and get out there.
Oh, I don't know if they want me on there.
And the Doll Factory is in Echo Park or Silver Lake, depending on how you want to think about
1910
things.
1910 West Temple Street. Easy to find. Just type in L.A. Derby Dolls in Google, and it's all over the place.
1910 West Temple Street in Los Angeles, 90026. Yes. And it's going to be the Tough Cookies versus the Varsity Brawlers. I looked at the Tough Cookies, and you know, it's a Girl Scout cookie with daggers through it.
Oh, no. I didn't see that one.
Mem and the
I should get one of those shirts, and when they come to my door and they say, you want to buy some cookies? <I'm sure not.
laughs> Maybe they'll step back. Where can our listeners get tickets for the L.A. Derby Dolls when you're going to be performing?
You can go online. Do you know the link?
www.laderbydolls.com. The truth is, almost all the major ticket outlets.
Oh.
If you just go on Google and hit all the major ticket outlets, they sell tickets to that.
So if you go on Google and type L.A. Derby Dolls, you'll find it. And the show date is Saturday night, September 7th. So, big Saturday night fun.
Yeah, and you can get tickets at the door, too.
Oh, you can get tickets at the door, too. Always good to know.
Yes, you can.
And you're going to play something for us live. Will you play the title track from your new CD?
Yes, Let It Go.
Let It Go.
No warmth around you, like your inner voice is trapped deep within, and the darkness seems so hard to get through. Let it go, let it go. Staying put's just an easy way out. Let it go, yeah, let it go. The walls aren't gonna bring it down, so let it go. Seems a little scary to take the next step, like you're hiding behind your own shadow. You're falling apart, but there's no need to fret when the answer's right there beside you. Now let it go, let it go. Staying put's just an easy way out. Let it go, yeah, let it go. The walls aren't gonna bring it down, so let it go. Cliche, it's all been said before. The simple thing is so profound. Now you got the power, I can't yell it louder. Shake it off and get on the ground. Let it go, just let it go.
Coming up, the Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 a.m. and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
This is John Lee Hooker Jr. with Tired of Being a Housewife.
She had a hobby fixing puzzles. She was a member of the PTA. Walked the dog through the park like clockwork every day. Helped the girl sell cookies in front of the grocery store. She threw the cookies in the air one day and said, I can't take it no more. She was tired of being a housewife, tired of being alone. You didn't have to look too far to find her. She was always at her home. Only friends was on Facebook. She played games late at night. She had a deadbeat husband, all he did was fuss and fight. He drank wine and watched porn on his DVD. If she needed affection, he was fast asleep. She was tired of being a housewife, tired of being alone. You didn't have to look too far to find her. Dear's house so she could be alone. She went back in the closet and got her most sexiest dress. She jumped in the tub and came out fresh. Put on a wig, some makeup, and a touch of perfume. Got her nails and her feet done. She was really, really groomed. Stopped at Walgreens to get her some protection. Her main objective was to get her some love and affection. She was tired of being a housewife, tired of being alone. You didn't have to look too far to find her. She was always at her home. You didn't have to look too far to find her. She was always at her home.
Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is on the air every week at this time. Here's Jen Chapin with Ready.
He walked in and a voice came to me, said, slow down, girl, and be steady. Take your time to get ready. I could see he's got adventure written all over his body, but then he smiled. And I had to say to myself, oh, you gotta sit down and think straight. Find self-control, gotta learn to wait. Because this one could take it all away. For this man, well, he looked right there through me. Now, I don't wanna call it danger. But there's something about this, or oh, this stranger, to think that I should know it. I'm sure stranger things go on, but this I wouldn't know. In the moment I was frightened by to reach me, baby, I'm ready. I'm ready for you to teach me, baby, I'm ready. I'm ready for you to reach me, I'm ready. I'm ready for you to teach me. Run over my lips, I had hunger, and I let it seep in so deep. I let my body do some standing work for my soul. My insides became stiff with cold, but now I feel new heat. Rise up, rise up, rise up from the core of my body. I was silent. The core of the music had died down. Now the time you come to hammer at my quiet. Well, the time has come, I think I'm ready now. I'm ready now. Ready, ready. I'm ready. For you to reach me, baby, I'm ready. I'm ready for you to teach me, baby, I'm ready. I'm ready for you to reach me, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready for you to teach me, baby, I'm ready.
Baby, I'm ready for you
to turn my world sideways. Then right side up again, ready,
ready
for you to rock me till the dawn. Then start again, ready.
Then you start again.
Burn your power through me, that I know you can.
This is Carolyn Fox, and you can check out my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Here's Guardians of the Metropolis with an interesting take on paradise, Postcards from Heaven.
I met the angels when they came to me this morning. All dressed in white, they said there's nothing to fear. They showed me through a gate that led into a garden. When I looked back, I saw the world disappear. They walked me down a long hallway. They took me into my room. They said I'd be here forever. And I said I never wanna go back home. Wish you were here.
Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. This is Spottiswood McMahon with Mommy's Got Strange Friends.
A senator's daughter now living abroad. She damaged her liver, still she drinks when she's bored. A communist actor who plays violin. Fire burns in his eyes, those hairs get so thin. A yoga instructor returned from the east. A Polish conductor, a Birmingham priest.
Mommy's got strange friends. Mommy's got strange friends.
There's the lodger upstairs, an anorexic nurse. She says she's much better, but she's looking much worse. The tragic young wife of a millionaire. She spent all his money cause he had an affair. There's only one person on whom they depend. She lives in my house so the fun never ends.
Cause mommy's got strange friends. Mommy's got strange friends.
And everyone knows when daddy comes home, they all run away like the plague. He offers them scotch, they say good heavens gosh, how did it get so late? Who'll be telling their secrets, collapse on the floor, or out in the garden, finishing their tea. Mummy is smiling as she notices me. Do you remember Heidi and Sven? I shake my head and she smiles once again.
Cause mummy's got strange friends. Mummy's got strange friends. Mummy's got strange friends. Mummy's got strange friends.
Stay tuned after the break. We have more with Eileen Carey. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley. Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 AM and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Summer's not quite over. There's still time to have a party at the beach.
It's Friday night. I'm tired from working all week. Putting on my style, I'm gonna hit the scene where I can dance to dawn. Soak up the nightlife. I need a getaway. I leave it all behind. A party at the beach, a DJ spinning tunes, moving to the beat under the shimmer on the moon. Cuddled by the fire, have a sing along. The door by 10, cruising down the boulevard, singing to the radio, forgetting life so hard. Come on and meet me by the pier, just like we used to do. We'll catch up and have a beer before we go down to a party at the beach, a DJ spinning tunes, to the beat under the shimmer.
it's Friday night. I wanna run with the wild. Yeah, I've been working so hard, I deserve to smile. I wanna dance till dawn, soak up the nightlife. Spinning tunes, grooving to the beat under the shimmer of the moon.
Come on by the fire, have a sing along.
Playing in the sand all night long.
A party at the beach, a DJ spinning tunes.
Grooving to the beat under the shimmer of the moon.
Come on by the fire, have a sing along.
Party at the Beach is one of the songs you're going to have on your new album, isn't that right, Eileen?
Yes.
So tell us, and the new album has a title, it's Let It Go. What are you doing there? Tell me about what you're doing for that project.
Well, it's going pretty well. I mean, we're in the mixing process of the album. All the songs are recorded, they're done, we're just tuning and those little technical things that take forever and you don't know when to cut off.
Yes.
You know, we've been going.
Are we done?
Are we done?
And I keep on giving him another deadline, and then that goes by, and then another one goes by. But we're getting closer. We're probably like, I say we're like 10 minutes. We're only 10 minutes away from the album. No, we're only 10 days out from the album.
Wow.
And then it goes to master, and then it goes to print.
Wow.
So
it's
close.
A couple of months.
Well,
maybe. A couple of weeks.
A few weeks.
Okay.
We're real close.
There's a difference between obviously us finishing the album and the actual release date to the public too.
Yes.
So I don't think we've decided on the public this fall for sure, but mm-hmm. The exact date of the public release, we're still talking to a lot of publicists.
Yeah, I think what we're going to do, we're going to have kind of two release dates, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast, because we have a publicist starting in Nashville, which will release that sooner because it'll go out to radio sooner there. And then LA will come in a little later.
Well, please let me know.
Right, because it'll be on iTunes and everything. So it's and also we have to talk about the new website. We had it all designed.
Yes. What's going on there?
The whole thing was all redone. So you have to go to eileencarey.com and check it out.
E-I-L-E-E-N, Carey with a C, C-A-R-E-Y.
.com.
Got it. So it's exciting. That was just done and... we just got a lot of things going on.
So tell me more about Nashville.
Well, as soon as we get this album done, which we're not too far, we will be heading, me and John will be heading to Nashville and doing some shows and radio tours. And I'm thinking like the first or second week of November. So, yeah, I'm figuring it all out, how I have to lock all my animals up. Now, we did a lot of rescuing this year.
Did you?
We had a colony, cat colony. It started with two cats. And then...
Two cats.
But then we ended up with four females, three males, and 20 babies.
Wow. I'm still thinking about getting another cat.
We got cats for you. We got older cats.
I had a cat pass away earlier
this year, so sorry.
My other cat is kind of lonely.
Well, you need to connect get a kitten.
Okay,
yeah.
Get a hold of you.
Maybe on the Nashville trip.
Now that you mentioned, how about three or four of them?
Yeah. How would you like to take about 20 of them?
You know, they're small. You should at least take two.
And if you don't like any of those, we got some at the kennel, too, because my husband volunteers at the kennel, you know, and they got some great cats. But the first thing is we got to get the album done so we can send it to the radio people so they can pick the song before we go on our tour. So that's going to be fun and exciting. We did it last time. We had a great time. We rented a car, and it was really cool.
Sure,
and we're going to also do a radio tour in L.A., too.
Wonderful.
We're going to be doing that, too. So I decided this year to do two different areas of the United States because it's so big, you know. we'll start there, and we'll come out into LA, you know. So we'll see how it works. It should work. And then eventually go into Europe.
Wonderful. Do you have any tentative dates for that?
No.
But we've developed some fans who want to know when the new album's coming out and want to support anything we do.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Eileen Carey, being our guest on the show, and to have John McDuffie.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And Joey.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. You're going to do another song for us in the studio. Which one are you going to do?
Bottle Your Crazy Up, right?
Bottle Your Crazy Up, yeah. Yes.
Bottle Your Crazy Up.
See how crazy we are?
This is Bottle Your Crazy Up with Eileen Carey.
Tonight's enough for a date in a long time. You had your share with girls' night out. Now we talk trash, and we love to bambash. We all know what's really going down. You wanna feel like a girly girl. You wanna guy to rock your world. I know you didn't ask me, but if I were you, this is what I'd do. Don't order the tequila, cause you know how you get. Talk about your ex, you ain't over him yet. You can wear the short skirts, but I skip the heels. Don't go on about how you feel. Just for tonight, bottle your crazy up. Don't be mad, I'm just trying to remind you. You know I know just what you mean. A little less might work in your favor. Remember that of everything, you were just trying to get more beats. I know you didn't ask me, but if I were you, this is what I'd do. Don't order the tequila, cause you know how you get. Don't talk about your ex, you ain't over him yet. You can wear the short skirts, but I skip the heels. Don't go on about how you feel. Just for tonight, bottle your crazy up.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, featuring the Black Eyed Peas. Here's Sergio Mendez with Más Que Nada.
Heated like a sauna, penetrating through your body armor. Rhythmically we massage ya with hip hop mixed up with samba. With samba, so yes, yes, y'all. You know we never stop, we never rest, y'all. The Black Eyed Peas will keep the funky fresh, y'all. And we won't stop until we get y'all, till we get y'all. Say it. Several times, heavy rotation played by every kind, radio station blessing every mind, we crossing boundaries like every day, new hop, hip hop, bebop, even the R and the B, we got, tab magnification, tab magnification.
like every day.
Yes, yes, y'all. You know we never stop, we never rest, y'all. The black of bees will keep it funky fresh, y'all. And we won't stop until we get y'all. Till we get y'all, say yeah. My daily operation, gotta put in work in this crazy occupation, gotta keep it moving,
that's the motivation,
gotta ride the waves and keep a tight relation with my team, keep it moving and doing it right. I've been alive every day till daylight, that's the way things move in this monkey business.
We took an old samba song and remixed it.
The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 a.m. and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
From his Asylum Years CD, this is Tom Waits singing a duet with Bette Midler. I never talk to strangers.
Stop me if you've heard this one, but I feel as though we've met before. Perhaps I am mistaken,
but it's just that I remind you of someone you used to care about. Oh, but that was long ago. Now tell me, do you really think I'd fall for that old lie? I was not born just yesterday. Besides, I never talk to strangers in near way.
Well, I ain't a a bad guy when you get to know me. I just thought there ain't no harm.
Hey, yeah, just try minding your own business, bud. Who asked you to annoy me with your sad, sad repartee? Besides, I never talk to strangers in your way. Your life's a danced on novel. This town is full of guys like you.
Yeah, cool.
And you're looking for someone to take the place of her.
You must be reading my mail. Bitter cause they left you. That's why you're drinking in this bar.
Well, only suckers fall in love with perfect strangers. It always takes one to know one stranger.
Maybe we're just wiser now. Notice that we're
all just perfect strangers.
As long as we know
that we all begin strangers just before we find we're really strangers.
Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is on the air every week at this time. Here's the title track to Eileen Carey's first CD, Hearts of Time.
He was a sailor from faraway lands, and she lived her dreams building castles of sand. The tide turned around and they melt into one. The wind-beaten boat rests safely at shore, and she doesn't play hide and seek anymore. With magic they found them when the wind swirled around them. Look what came out of the blue. Deep inside their eyes is a story lying, and deep inside their hearts is no denying. They know without knowing, but they trust where they're going. It's written by destined to be. Was magic that found us when the wind swirled around us. Look what came out of the blue. Deep inside our eyes is a story lying, and deep inside our hearts is no denying. We know without knowing, but we trust where we're going. It's written by the hearts. There's a story lying, but no words be found, and there's no
time, honey.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Next, Sofa Surfer Girl from the Orchid Highway.
She hitched a ride up from Frisco. I picked her up on Highway Number 1 West. She said, I'm not one to move slow. And I laughed as she began to undress. Oh, she's drifting through this world. My sofa surfer girl.
Thanking you for joining us for this edition of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight featuring Eileen Carey. We're giving away a couple of Eileen Carey's CDs along with a couple of size small Eileen Carey t-shirts. Would you like one? Drop us a line at cfoxrocks.com on the Contact Us page and you'll get the message. We're going to play you out tonight with a track from the Squirrel Nut Zippers. This is The Suits Are Picking Up the Bill.
Thank you.
cafe, I overheard the waitress say, these cats is broke, I knows them. Throw them out the doors and close them, get them out of here. Spirits sagging, funds are low, this occupation's got to go. Up pulls the limo, up goes a thrill, the suits are picking up the bill. It's all right for them to tag along, it's just one bill they're tagging on. I'll find some way to get along. The business suits to the rescue, so nice doing business with you.